Under sunshine Friday, Saturday, and 70s could touch near 80 under still mostly sunshine Sunday. Ralph Sanji, WGF Show. Come and enjoy the annual spring bird migration. You'll enjoy guided tours to see and hear neotropical songbirds as they make their spring migration across the Gulf of Mexico. Bring your cameras and binoculars to enjoy up-close views at the Grand Isle Migratory Bird Festival, April 19th, 20th at Grand Isle School on Ludwig Lane. Get more info at townofgrandisle.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio Incorporated.
Good evening. Welcome. It's WGSO, 990 AM, WGSO.com, and also you can listen on the Mixer app that you can download from the Google Play Store, the Apple App Store. Take us with you wherever you go. If you missed any part of today's program, Kobe's going to have everything posted on our podcast page at WGSO.com, so check that out at your leisure. I am Jeff Cruer.
I'm Mimi Cruer.
And we're going to be taking your phone calls at 504-556-9696. We want to hear from you. And you can also email thoughts, comments, ideas, suggestions to Jeff, J-E-F-F, at WGSO.com. Big fundraiser for Donald Trump in Atlanta today, Mimi. And he goes down there and buys Chick-fil-A for everybody. Calls it the Lord's Chicken.
Yeah.
What other guy would do that? I mean, I don't know. Milkshakes for everyone at the Chick-fil-A. Supporters gush. I don't care what the media tells you. I support you. A black woman hugged him and said she's with him. So I think all this stuff about him being a racist and black people hate him, I think that's just media hype. I don't think so. I think he's going to get much more black support than we think, Mimi.
Yeah, and I just feel that it's just becoming so obvious that he's really not a politician. And there's, whatever you think about him, you know exactly what he's thinking at any given moment of any given day. Like, you know, we all know the things he says. What's worse? You get your feelings hurt because he said something, or you just never know what your president is doing, thinking, you know, feeling. Right. Like, we don't know. That's part of the problem with Joe Biden is we have no clue what this man is going to do at any given moment. He'll say one thing. He'll do another thing. He'll, you know, and then his team will come up and sweep up behind him.
He doesn't know what he's doing. That's the problem. I mean, he's got no idea.
I think the scariest thing is when his team comes up, he makes a statement, okay, whether you like what he said or not, Joe Biden. Then his team comes and sweeps it up within an hour or two. And that is the scariest thing, because you're like, okay, what's going on? What's the policy here? Mm-hmm. And why are you correcting our president in public? Like, I don't like it.
504-556-9696. So President Trump, another big fundraiser. Biden's on the campaign trail too. Congress is at work. And good news, some privacy hawks, with the support of Donald Trump, sank the FISA renewal bill backed by Speaker Johnson. And this is a guy who's been turning into the latest deep state pawn. But thankfully, some conservative heroes in the House came forward and defeated the FISA renewal bill. It lost on a final vote of 193 to 228. And it was because President Trump tweeted or posted on Truth Social, "Kill FISA. It was illegally used against me and many others." And they did.
Right.
At least for now, it's gone.
I mean, I think it's been illegally used on all the J6 defendants. Right. You know, if they could just call Bank of America and say, we want the bank records of anybody that was in a 100-mile radius of Washington, D.C., January, what was it, what they did? January 5th through the, you know, 7th, without the person knowing that they're rooting through your bank account to see if you were actually anywhere near the Capitol that day. You cannot do that. It's so dangerous. And honestly, what's Johnson's problem? Because there's nothing godly about spying on people.
Right.
There's nothing godly about it.
He is, caved on everything. He's caved on spending. He's caved on Ukraine. He's caved on this. That's why Marjorie Taylor Greene has her motion to vacate.
Mm-hmm. Who nominated
what?
Him? Which Bozo nominated him?
He sort of appeared after all the other ones failed. I mean, they tried Jim Jordan multiple times. He couldn't get through. Steve Scalise couldn't get through. And then he was sort of like a consensus candidate. And then we all thought, wow, from Louisiana. Great. He's from Louisiana. Great. And then, of course, all of his positions that he held before when he was a strong conservative seemed to melt away. And now he's this McCarthy clone, this deep state hack. So,
McCarthy, I think McCarthy's a Fox News contributor. I don't know if you realize this. And he was not upset with Marjorie Taylor Greene. So he was kind of defending her, and he said that all she did was say she recommended him to be removed. She didn't bring it to a vote.
Right.
She didn't push for a vote. So he said she's pretty
Well, there's
shrewd.
Some strange alliances. Marjorie Taylor Greene's a big supporter of Kevin McCarthy. I don't know why. And Kevin McCarthy reciprocates with her. I mean, that's weird. I mean, Kevin McCarthy was a disaster. So, I mean, they're all disasters.
She wants the money, I mean, I'm sure.
They're all disasters. And then Kevin McCarthy, to make things worse, he resigns in the middle of his term.
Right.
And that puts the Republican majority at risk. And that's one of the problems we have with trying to get rid of Johnson, because there's an outside chance that we could lose two Republican votes and Hakeem Jeffries could become the speaker.
Right. And we need to not be fooling around with the speakers right now, unless doing it means there's a complete and total halt on the floor from passing bills. I'm all for that. Okay. I don't want another bill to hit the floor before election.
Right.
Honestly,
all I know is this Republican Congress has been pitiful. They haven't gotten anything done. They've followed none of the conservative principles that McCarthy promised. They've been a big fat zero. They've lost members. Now they're teetering on losing the majority. Whether it's McCarthy or Johnson, they've been pitiful. All they do is give more money to Ukraine. So Johnson's getting ready to do another deal to give more money to Ukraine. So that's coming next.
I know.
504-556-9696. And I would say, if you polled the American people, I mean, do you want to secure our borders or secure Ukraine's borders? Do you want our vets paid, or do you want pensions paid in Ukraine? I mean, I think I know where the American people would go. I think I know where the American people
would
go.
It wouldn't even be close. It wouldn't even be close, and I think that everybody knows that. You cannot be standing on a soapbox screaming for ceasefire in Gaza and never once lift a pinky to even mention peace in Ukraine.
Right.
It's as if, do you know, there's a video going around on the X platform of a man with Down syndrome. He is a soldier fighting for the Ukrainians. He is being, attacked by his fellow Ukrainian soldiers. He's being harassed. He's being taken advantage, because he is very soft on the brain. You know, not everybody with Down syndrome is like that, but he is.
Right.
You know, they've got women fighting. They've got men up to the age of 65. Why am I fighting for, why do I want to pay for a war like that? It's disgusting.
Yeah,
it is.
Why? The whole thing is disgusting, and we need to end it.
When Putin would like to stop fighting. Putin would like to stop fighting. He would like it. But no, instead, we're talking about escalating it bringing Ukraine into NATO in the middle of a war, which would then put Europe automatically in the middle of a war.
Right.
Activate NATO troops.
Yeah.
The whole thing, it's just, they're so, it's a mess. It's a mess.
I hear you. I hear you. 504-556-9696. It is, he said, she said, on the airwaves right here on WGSO. We're with you Wednesdays at 5. And, of course, love to get your input. We're cruising through an open line right now. Lots of different issues on the table. By the way, Whoopi Goldberg says,
yes, quick question. Back on the Putin thing. Just real quick. Who do you trust more, Biden or Putin?
I mean,
that's hard to see the fact you even have to think about it.
Yeah. I mean, Putin, let's face it. He's a tyrant, but he is someone who I think has intelligence. Biden is in his own way a tyrant, and he's mentally incompetent. So
right.
That's the difference there.
I think he lies.
Yeah.
I mean, Putin lies too, but in a different way.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know.
504, I mean, who I'd rather is Donald Trump dealing with Putin, dealing with President Xi, dealing with the mullahs, dealing with Kim Jong-un.
I'd rather too, to be quite honest.
Dealing with Netanyahu, dealing with the Palestinians, dealing with the president of Mexico. All right, we got to take a brief time out, take care of some business. We'll be right back. You tease me with
your loving duplicate. For over 30 years, the Monumental Task Committee has cleaned, restored, and repaired all monuments and statues in the New Orleans area. Dedicated to historic preservation, this volunteer-based nonprofit organization receives no government or taxpayer money. Please consider preserving Louisiana history by making a tax-deductible donation through the website at monumentaltask.org. That's monumentaltask.org.
100 years have passed since Our Lady of Fatima first appeared to the three shepherd children in Portugal. Her request, when granted, will assure peace in the world. Her requests are simple: the consecration of Russia to her Immaculate Heart by the Pope and all bishops of the world, pray the rosary every day, and practice the first 5 Saturdays devotion. When enough people follow her instructions, there will be peace. If her requests continue to be ignored, there will be dire consequences. Time is running out. Please pray for the conversion of Russia. For information about Fatima, contact www.fatima.org.
Are you in a constant battle with mosquitoes outside your house? Stop smacking yourself in the face. Call Mosquito Joe. Whether it's playing ball with the kids or cooking out, Mosquito Joe treatments allow you to enjoy your yard without the nuisance of pesky mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas. No more itching and scratching, and no more wasting time on smelly products that don't work. Visit MosquitoJoe.com or call 504-208-2361 for more information and a free quote. With Mosquito Joe, outside is fun again. Hey folks, it's Jeff Cruer. Let me tell you about a company I trust, Eagle Security Systems. They've been locally owned and operated for over 40 years. They provide residential and commercial security and fire systems. They install surveillance camera systems and provide 24-hour alarm monitoring by their central station. Eagle Security Systems can offer cellular interactive service, which allows you, the customer, to control your system from a smart device anywhere. They can take over any existing alarm system and provide cable TV and internet wiring for your home or business. So you're tired of just being a number? Do you want to experience personal service? Then you need to call Eagle Security Systems, 504-340-1414, or check out their website, EagleSecurityNola.com. I trust Eagle Security, and you should too. And let them protect your home and business with the eyes of an eagle.
Hey, y'all, make your festival plans for this weekend and beyond. April 11th through 13th, Louisiana Railroad Days Festival in DeQuincy. And don't forget to make your plans for April 19th through 21st, Baton Rouge Blues Festival. April 20th, Maritime Music and Art Festival in Madisonville. And April 20th through 21st, Melrose Arts and Crafts Festival. Visit festivals.explorelouisiana.com and make your plans to Laissez les bon temps rouler.
Hey, we're back. It is He Said, She Said. I'm Jeff Cruer.
I'm Mimi Cruer.
And in a few minutes, we'll take some calls, 504-556-9696 to join the conversation. You know, a lot going on that we're following here this evening. You've got breaking news. Mike Johnson and Donald Trump going to be having a joint news conference Friday at Mar-a-Lago. Very interesting. He's going to be delivering remarks on the issue of, quote, election integrity. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Donald Trump is going to be
presidential looking.
Yeah. Yeah. So that'll be interesting. And then, of course, he is filing a new appeal in the Stormy Daniels trial, which is supposed to start on Monday. For the third straight day, an appellate judge denies the president's bid to delay the upcoming hush money trial. So we'll see where that goes. The Dow loses 422 points on inflation news. And guess what? Inflation is not going anywhere. Bidenflation still with us. Bidenomics is still with us. And it's so bad that even the former chief of staff for Joe Biden, Ron Klain, says Joe Biden shouldn't be taking any victory laps while grocery prices are too high. Well, let me just tell Ron Klain, he's right about the grocery prices, but I would also add insurance, interest rates, homes, cars, how about gasoline? How about all the essentials that anybody needs to live? Energy costs,
yeah,
everything is going up.
Just rolling out of bed in the morning, you've already racked up $100 bill.
Speaking of bills, what if you mail a bill? Nobody should mail a bill anymore because guess what? The USPS is going up with their sixth price increase since 2020. Do you know how much a stamp is going to be now?
Let me ask you, old man. 73 cents. Okay. Let me ask you, old man. You are someone who mails his bills in 2024. Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. I only mail the bills that I have to mail. I mail like 2 out of 20. And the reason is because these people don't take online payments.
No, you put their name in there and their address, and the bank issues the check to them by their name.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the people that I'm mailing checks to don't take online payments. You can't do it that way. You got
to
use the mail.
So I do this with you all the time. Go ahead.
All I'm saying is that a lot of people mail more than me, a lot more than me, and it's 73 cents now. I remember when it was like 10 cents. I'll tell you how old I am. 10 cents.
How are they going to stay?
It's now 73.
Right. How does the post office think that they're going to stay solvent? No one's going to pay that to mail something.
I don't know. More people are going to say, hey, you know, we're just going to do it online. If you don't accept online, forget it. So, somebody said one of my sponsors getting their payment in, you know, normally I do a payment processing or meet this individual. This individual said that put it in the mail. And I'm thinking that's the worst thing you can do because the last time I was looking for a check from a sponsor, it was it took a month. It took a month for it to go from one part of Metairie to my post office box. 1 month. So
really?
It just and I could see on the post I could see the postmark. I mean, it was a legitimate month for the mail to get there. And you're paying 73 cents for what? What are you paying the 73 cents for?
Right.
I mean, a lot of overhead, a lot of deadhead jobs, a lot of waste. That's what you're
paying.
Well,
that's what ends up happening is that we're not going to have the post office worker. It's all going to be AI.
Yeah.
It's all going to, you know, like you're not going to be able to speak to a person anymore.
So what could possibly go wrong with mail-in ballots? Mimi, what could possibly go wrong? I mean, that's a great way to vote, right? Mail in your ballot. Just mail it in.
Mail it in. And the thing is, I don't know if I mentioned to you about my dad, Owen, but Mom and Owen, you know how they're registered to vote in South Carolina. They both asked for their mail-in because they actually are away from South Carolina, which is the whole point of absentee before we started calling it mail-in voting. It's an absentee vote. It has been since the beginning of time. You're not home. You get an absentee vote. Anyway, they both requested them a month prior to the primary. My mom got hers. She sent it back. Everything was good. He didn't get his to the day of the election. To the day of the election. And I don't know if South Carolina is one of those states where as long as you mail it back by the date, do they go like a full week afterwards that you can, it'll still count?
I mean, who knows? It could be postmarked on the right date. It might take a month to get there. Like my mail from Metairie took me a month. I don't know. It could take 2 months if it's going all the way from here to South Carolina.
Exactly. It's like if you have a lost vote, are you still counting votes as they come in month, 2 months later?
I mean, if you really care about it, you might want to send it overnight. You might want to FedEx your ballot in. I mean, to make sure, you know, or send it certified to make sure that it's going to get there.
It's no postage paid. Who's going to pay?
I mean, if you're really concerned about your ballot getting there, I mean, otherwise, I mean, who knows? The bottom line is we got to vote in person. We got to vote in person on election day. All this other stuff is nonsense. You know, sending in mail-in ballots, drop boxes, ballot harvesting. All that is fraud, just fraud.
Yes, but it is what it is. It's what's going on right now, and we have to get with the program. That's why they hired Scott Preslow to go and do a harvesting campaign. He's been doing it.
And listen, I'm all for the guy. You know, you can do whatever you want to do. The problem is, and I've interviewed this man, and I encourage you, because you're a crack researcher, to look him up. He's called Jay Valentine, Omega for America. The problem is the voter rolls. Okay. The problem is that the Democrats surge the voter rolls right before an election, bring it back down because Republicans don't even know that the voter rolls are being manipulated. Ballots are being mailed to Walgreens, to parking lots, to vacant buildings. They're being mailed to, you know, retirement homes. They're being mailed to the places where there's nobody living. And they're being collected and used by the Democrats. And when they crack down on the addresses and the mail-in ballots to make sure it's going to the right place, that's the way Republicans can win. So all of these voter rolls need to be challenged. That's the ticket to victory. That's what they did in Wisconsin and got Ron Johnson elected senator in a very, very tough state for a Republican in 2022. They got to challenge the voter rolls, challenge the addresses, challenge where these ballots are going. And we know there's fraud. We knew that there's fraud in New Orleans because the recall folks found 80,000 names on the voter rolls that shouldn't have been there.
Right. No.
So
I understand what you're saying. We'll we all know that's what has to happen, but that's not where we are. We have to meet the moment that we're at right now.
But they can still challenge the voter rolls. They can do it. There's time to do it. You know, we got 6 months still. All right. Hang on. We're going to take a brief time out. We got to get some news in, and we'll come back with more. We'd love to hear from you. 504-556-9696 right here on He Said, She Said on WGSO, 990 AM, WGSO.com. Quick time out. We'll be right back. Southern Legal Clinics is a family-owned business. Three brothers, Stephen, Tim, and Pat Rooney, and two nieces, Kristen and Courtney Rooney. They have been in business for over 40 years. They treat their clients as family. The law firm has six offices in Southeast Louisiana, and they've handled thousands of criminal and civil cases in 17 different parishes over the last 40 years in the federal, state, and parish courts. They offer extensive criminal and civil litigation experience, handling estate planning, succession, wills, bankruptcy, domestic law, and personal injury. Their fees are very reasonable, and they offer free consultations. Their attorneys have given back to the community and have volunteered countless hours of time, coaching, serving on boards, and being active members of civic organizations. For more information, visit SouthernLegalClinics.com or call 504-455-4185. Can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis? Economists are saying that it's at our doorsteps. By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover,
you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from the turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide. Call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD and find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. That's 800-200-4653. Or visit us at crewairgold.com. That's crewairgold.com. Let's ground our financial future in something solid.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Tico Fox. A tornado has caused extensive damage to the St. Tammany Parish, city of Slidell. Jeff Palermo has the story.
This is a scary scene.
That's Slidell Police spokesperson Daniel Susano as he surveyed the scene on the south side of the city after a twister came through just after 10 a.m.
Multiple people inside of that building that got directly hit by the tornado. They're all saying they're okay. They're not injured. They're obviously scared.
Susano says it appears they've avoided major injuries and fatalities.
If that continues to hold true, that we have zero major injuries or fatalities, truly a miracle.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
Thousands of people across the state are without power. Entergy spokesperson David Freeze says, in some cases, high winds damage cross arms and transformers beyond repair.
Wherever it's safe to do so, we'll be restoring power throughout the day. I have to say, some of the damage that we're seeing, it could take some time to get the power restored.
LouisianaRadioNetwork.com.
When life gets tough, 988 can provide help and hope. Reach out to Louisiana's free helpline anytime you need emergency emotional support. Whether you had a tough day, have thoughts of suicide, or just need someone to talk to, 988 specialists will listen and help you work through whatever you're dealing with. Call or text 988 or chat online at Louisiana988.org. It's free, confidential, and here for you 24/7.
Once again, call or text 988 or chat online at Louisiana988.org.
In search of the perfect cut for your lawn? Join the pursuit by choosing from a full line of Steel mowers. From gas and battery options to zero turns and push mowers, Steel offers a wide range of mowing solutions for homeowners and professionals. Right now, get 0% financing on your purchase with a Steel zero-turn mower. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com/mowers. Available at select dealers. Financing available on qualifying purchases and subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
For over 30 years, the Monumental Task Committee has cleaned, restored, and repaired all monuments and statues in the New Orleans area. Dedicated to historic preservation, this volunteer-based nonprofit organization receives no government or taxpayer money. Please consider preserving Louisiana history by making a tax-deductible donation through the website at monumentaltask.org. That's monumentaltask.org.
Hey, it's Jeff Cruer. Is it time to renew your license? The DMV is slow, but Quick Notary is fast. Quick Notary can renew your license fast. So don't waste your time. Save yourself the hassle. Come to Quick Notary for all your DMV services today. They're in Metairie at 1035 Veterans Boulevard, corner West William David. Their other services include vehicle registration renewal, vehicle title transfer, notarizing affidavits or bill of sales, power of attorney, donations, and even will. You can even get your new license plate issued right on the spot. And don't wait for the rush. At Quick Notary, you can get your nationally mandated real ID. They're open till 5:30 p.m. during the week and 4 p.m. on Saturday. For more information, dial 504-598-5666. That's 504-598-5666. Or visit them on Facebook. That's Quick Notary. That's Q-U-I-K Notary. For all your notary services, there's no one quicker or better than Quick Notary. I guarantee. Guarantee it. If you need storage, there's no place safer or more convenient than Clearview Mini Storage. It's locally owned and operated, open 7 days a week, 6:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. You can get storage units of all sizes for every need, and they have the best prices in Metairie guaranteed. It's monitored 24/7, and for a second floor unit, your first month is free. Contact my friend Tony at 455-2759. That's 455-2759, or learn more at clearviewministorage.com.
Hey, we're back. So many topics, so little time. We're going to try. And of course, we want to hear from you at 504-556-9696. It's He Said, She Said. I'm Jeff Cruer.
I'm Mimi Cruer.
And Mimi wanted to throw out a few more topics here and then get to some of our callers. It's so interesting to look at this situation here with everything going on with the election and, you know, Biden running into all kinds of trouble, even his former chief of staff complaining about the economy, looking at, you know, interest rates still high, inflation still high, grocery prices 40% higher than in 2019, gasoline prices topping 350, 99 cents closing 371 locations due to inflation. But, you know, the Democrats will say, hey, well, look at the jobs. Look at all these jobs. Look at the jobs Biden is creating. Well, I looked at the jobs. Do you know what all the gains are? Two things. They're part-time jobs, and they're foreign-born workers, illegal immigrants, not native-born Americans. The native-born American jobs are down, and full-time jobs are down. It's part-time work from people that are here illegally and legal immigrants as well. But a good number of them are illegals.
Right, and I think a good number of them are bureaucrat jobs because he can create those jobs on his own. You know, more IRS workers, more, you know, everywhere. But as far as small business owners hiring people or even major corporations, you can look on any given day, you'll see a major corporation is done a major, major layoff. Apple is just about to lay off a huge number of people. Apple. If Apple can't make it, who can? I mean...
Yeah, they're a trillion-dollar company, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. If they can't... I mean, they could probably build all their chips here now because all the Chinese came from over there to over here. So they could just relocate their factory over to California and put those good people to work. I mean, it's insane what is happening, and it's just a lie. It's all a lie. It's lipstick on a pig, you know?
504-556-9696. A few more issues, and then we'll welcome some phone calls here. I know you're a big fan of The View, right, Mimi?
Yeah, I wake up every day with bated breath to watch.
Well, Whoopi Goldberg has said something very incendiary. She claims, with no evidence whatsoever, that Republicans want to bring slavery back. She told her co-hosts today that some Republicans want to bring slavery back during a panel discussion of the Arizona Supreme Court ruling reinstating an 1864 abortion ban. The co-host, Alyssa Farah Griffin, whoever she is, said, I believe a lot of elected Republicans are completely out
Trump.
Of step with the sentiment
Alyssa
of the country. Okay, well, she's a turncoat, rhino, horrible liberal
anyway,
now.
Go ahead.
Just like that, Nicole Wallace on MSNBC supposedly was a Republican, just like all these supposed Republicans that are on all these networks.
Jeff Harborough.
Yeah, exactly. So Goldberg says the Republicans are rolling things back. Remember, I said ages ago, you know, in their minds, they want to bring slavery back. They're okay with it because you see things change. Now, one of the good things about the Supreme Court is you can fight to make sure you make stuff better. You don't generally fight to make stuff worse. And she doesn't even make any sense. So
well,
the fact she can throw something like that out
numbers.
on a nationally networked show, I mean, that is disgusting. It's disgusting.
It would help the job numbers. I mean no one is ever going to work for free in this country. It's not going to happen. That's what slavery means. It means you work for free. It means you're a slave. You can't go anywhere. You can't do it. That's not happening. And to say that out loud is, first of all, you've said it so many times, they actually don't believe you anymore. No one believes you. That is an old threat. That is, it's an impossibility.
Well, you know what it is? It's disgusting. It's disgusting. It is reprehensible. There's no evidence for it. It is just another incendiary attack against Republicans.
What does slavery have to do with abortion? I mean,
I don't know. Just because it was an 1864 abortion decision, I mean, based on an 1864 law, and they you know, went off on that and started talking about slavery. I mean, she started talking about slavery. I mean, what these Democrats want to do is to bring back horrible times from, you know, 160 years ago. Want to talk about Jim Crow 40, 50, 60 years ago. Want to talk about Mississippi burning. Want to talk about racism and the KKK. By the way, the KKK is a Democrat organization. The former head of the KKK was Robert KKK Byrd, the guy who was eulogized by Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton. Democrats were the ones that were,
by the way,
Democrats were the ones that were involved in the KKK, not Republicans. And it's just reprehensible. I mean, they've got nothing else to run on. So it's, you know, Trump is Hitler. Republicans are racist. They want to bring back slavery.
It's fear.
They got no evidence. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. It's horrible talk. It's divisive talk. But that's all they got. They got nothing to run on. They've got no, you know, anything that they can point to that's been positive. So they just run on hate. That's what they run on.
No, they run on fear. They run on fear. And so that's always been the platform. They run on fear, and then they throw money at it.
I think they run on hate and fear,
and then
they
run
on
money
at lies.
It. Okay, so we've got a COVID problem. We're going to throw money at it, okay? Mm-hmm. And then while we're throwing money on the big issue, which is COVID, we're going to stick some other little pet project things that enrich ourselves within that same bill. That's what... All they want to do is spend money so that they can enrich themselves. That's it. That's the whole left platform. And then nothing gets fixed, and they never go back and do any oversight and say, oh, this isn't working, because it's all disingenuous. They don't care. They don't care. That's not why they're
504-556-9696. It is He Said, She Said right here on the airwaves on WGSO 990 AM, WGSO.com. Few more issues, and then we'll go to the phone lines. So now the hotspot for illegals is New Mexico, as Governor Abbott has done a good job of securing Texas, busing illegal aliens still to sanctuary cities. Now illegals are finding the weaknesses in the border, and they're flooding into New Mexico. They're also going into Arizona and, of course, California. Kudos to Governor Abbott for turning things around in Texas and securing the border there to a greater extent. And now the governors of New Mexico, Arizona, and California are being looked at, but they're not going to do anything because they're Democrats. And Democrats want illegal immigration because they want the voters. They want the power. They don't want to help these people. They just want the power. So that is the game plan. And of course, they want the census numbers. They want the congressional numbers. Do you know, based on faulty census numbers, that led to more electoral votes being given to Joe Biden? And that gives Democrats an edge in the presidential race because all these states that have been flooded with illegals, their census numbers are up, so they have more representation in the Electoral College. So, I mean, that's why these Democrats want to bring all these folks in here for power. That's the bottom line.
Let's look at how sanctuary cities have evolved. Okay, sanctuary city was created so that if there was someone here illegally, they could report a crime without being deported, fear of deportation. Okay, on the face of it, okay, good, but that's not. That's just how they got it in there. Then all of a sudden, it's evolved to you can't be deported for any reason of any kind. Like, there's no deportation. So if you were caught and it had nothing to do with you reporting a crime, you would be deported, okay? But if you were reporting a crime, you would not be deported. You had that protection. Now they can't be deported at all for anything. Now, how did they start misinterpreting what a sanctuary city was? When did that happen? Mm-hmm. Pretty much right away, I'm sure, because it's been about the census mm-hmm. all along.
Mm-hmm.
It was always
the power.
About this. It was never about we want to make sure that they feel comfortable reporting a crime, keep us all safe. That they don't care about keeping us safe. They just care about the numbers.
They don't care about helping these folks, many of them who are destitute, many of them coming here with low skills, many of them coming here from mental institutions, many coming from prisons, many tied to the drug cartel, and they're flooding in here. And guess what? There are many that are probably agents of the Chinese intelligence or different intelligence agencies, and there are probably many that are tied to terrorists. And they're all running around here in this country. We don't know how many. Yet the FBI is cracking down on J6ers. They're cracking down on MAGA. And they're cracking down on Americans who post on Facebook. Mimi, an FBI team visited this woman and harassed her about something she posted on Facebook. She recorded it. And they say they're doing that all over the country. They're visiting people at their homes based on what they're posting politically on Facebook. It's crazy.
Yeah, I posted that last week. I actually warned people to be careful what you post.
Unbelievable.
In the run-up to this election. Because it's happening right now in Brazil. This is what's going on. Brazil is teetering right now. It's about to fall. Complete communism.
Yeah.
This crazy judge that they had in the Supreme Court is going after
and
people.
Elon Musk is fighting back against it. So hang on. We'll come back with more right here on He Said, She Said on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
For over 30 years, the Monumental Task Committee has cleaned, restored, and repaired all monuments and statues in the New Orleans area. Dedicated to historic preservation, this volunteer-based nonprofit organization receives no government or taxpayer money. Please consider preserving Louisiana history by making a tax-deductible donation through the website at monumentaltask.org. That's monumentaltask.org. Our Lady's peace plan is the only solution to the world's problems. Nothing else will work. Amend our lives, offer penance for the conversion of sinners, first Saturday devotion, and say the rosary daily in the manner requested by Our Lady of Fatima. This will end the chastisement of this coronavirus, prevent greater chastisements, and result in the conversion of Russia to the Catholic faith and a period of world peace. Learn everything about Fatima at Fatima.org.
Are you in a constant battle with mosquitoes outside your house? Stop smacking yourself in the face. Call Mosquito Joe. Whether it's playing ball with the kids or cooking out, Mosquito Joe treatments allow you to enjoy your yard without the nuisance of pesky mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas. No more itching and scratching, and no more wasting time on smelly products that don't work. Visit MosquitoJoe.com or call 504-208-2361 for more information and a free quote. With Mosquito Joe, outside is fun again. If you need storage, there's no place safer or more convenient than Clearview Mini Storage. It's locally owned and operated, open 7 days a week, 6:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. You can get storage units of all sizes for every need, and they have the best prices in Metairie guaranteed. It's monitored 24/7, and for a second floor unit, your first month is free. Contact my friend Tony at 455-2759. That's 455-2759, or learn more at clearviewministorage.com. Do you want to overcome obstacles, thrive, and live a life aligned with your deepest values? Then let me recommend Stewart Life Coaching, led by its dedicated owner, Edwa Stewart. She's committed to empowering individuals to achieve their full potential, lead fulfilling lives. At Stewart Life Coaching, the emphasis is on fostering a positive mindset, resilience, and effective goal setting. Edwa understands today's fast-paced world and challenges, but through one-on-one sessions, her clients are guided to discover their strengths, overcome obstacles, and create meaningful, sustainable change. At Stewart Life Coaching, clients are encouraged to explore their values, aspirations, and personal narratives to unlock their true potential. Stewart Life Coaching provides a personalized navigation system for life, offering support, insights, and strategies to help you navigate your unique path and achieve a fulfilling and purpose-driven life. For more information, contact Edwa at 504-578-0006 or visit edwastewart.com.
Hey, we're back. It's He Said, She Said on the airwaves on WGSO. We'd love to hear from you. It's Jeff at WGSO.com, the email address. 504-556-9696, the talk line, and a lot of issues on the table. And Mimi, you ready to take some calls?
Sure. Let's do it.
All right. Our friend recuperating, Matthew, with us in Metairie. How are you, sir? Good evening. Good evening.
I'm doing well. And Mimi, good evening.
Hi.
So how would you know that Brazil hasn't fallen?
Right.
I mean, how do you know the United States hasn't fallen?
Oh, well, yeah. We pretty much have. We're trying to, I think we've fallen.
Yeah, so we had this thing about athletes not wanting to stand for the flag. There's these moments where I don't want to stand for the flag. Because it's not our flag anymore.
What do you mean? Well, what's your flag
it's been
then?
Captured by the enemy.
Okay, the enemy. Okay, so you don't believe in singing the national anthem and saying the Pledge of Allegiance?
Oh, I love this. I love the national anthem, but I like the version of the Pledge of Allegiance that Phil the Patriot sings on Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I still love, I love the flag. I love the anthem. I love our country. And I realize we're a very flawed country, but I've looked around the world. I've looked around the world, Matthew. I don't see where to run to. I really don't. You're not going to run to Canada. You're not going to run to Mexico.
No, but I don't think this is what he's saying.
Maybe El Salvador. I don't know.
What he's saying is, What Matthew was saying is that we've been captured. We are not in our current state in the way we are today. It is not America. Mm-hmm. It has been captured. We've been captured.
It is not the America we grew up in, but it is the America that we need to fight for to try to save. So this is our last best shot. So we can't give up. We can't stop. We can't stop loving our country. I mean, we've got to do what we can for our country.
I'll be real quick about this. You had mentioned that some FBI agents visited some poor lady. Were they in tactical uniform with the American flags on the shoulders?
No, they were in jeans and T-shirts. Casual.
Oh, okay. Slob.
Casual.
Okay. Yeah. All right, then. That's all I have for you. Good night.
All right, my friend. Thank you, Matthew in Metairie. 504-556-9696. So, I mean, I don't know.
You know, I saw a video on social. Yeah, I saw a video on social media, and it's an older video where they had a soldier, an American soldier, was being kept in solitary because he was refusing the COVID shots. Okay, and they're screaming to him through the door. Are you still? Do you not comply? Are you resisting? Are you resisting? And he said, yes. So then six of them, American soldiers, six of them enter his cell. And I'm telling you, they held him down. They were on top of him just to arrest him over a COVID shot. Okay. And when I saw that, I said to myself, those soldiers were following, just following orders, sir, on a fellow soldier over a shot. You know, and I'm thinking to myself, do you really think that our soldiers would actually say, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that to a fellow American. I'm not going to do that. They're going to do it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what Matthew's talking about. It's like, where are the people to say, I'm not participating in this? Where's the border patrol to say, I'm not participating in this?
Well, I mean, you have a few. You have some whistleblowers that came forward from the FBI. Remember, there were some people, some whistleblowers who gave up their jobs to testify.
It's too slow. We need at this rate.
We need a lot more. Yeah, we need a lot more. You do.
Say, I'm not doing this en masse. We're not doing this.
Yeah,
that's
you do hear. you know, you do hear from some veterans who lament what's going on with the military today. And you had a 31-year veteran that I played a clip of on the show saying he will not recommend to young people to join the military today because of what Joe Biden has done to the military.
Right.
So, yeah.
Because
I mean,
they're
some veterans
ask you to do things that, mm-hmm. that are not, I truly believe that if you join the military, they're going to ask you to do things that you would never do on your own. Like, that you would not agree with, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, things that are unethical. And you're going to have to do them.
Well, you know, I don't think that was the case under President Trump. I don't think that was the case under Ronald Reagan. I don't think that was the case when we have good leadership in our military.
But
I'm saying we can restore it. We can bring back the right leadership for it. So that's why this election, and I think President Trump is right, it's the most important day in American history. November 5th, 2024 is the day to save America.
It is.
All right.
Didn't you see that those generals, retired generals, just put together another letter trying to get the Supreme Court to not give to rule against presidential immunity?
Yeah, well, I'm sure they're the woke ones that MSNBC uses and CNN uses.
They're saying
right,
that that the reason why is because it goes against our democracy. Really?
Yeah, we don't have a democracy. We have a republic. All right, the Flaming Conservative is with us. What's going on, sir? Good evening. Good evening. Yeah.
Good evening, Jeff. Good evening, Mimi.
Good evening.
Before I get started, my prayers go out to Slidell and Pearl River area. They got hit by this big major tornado. And we need to keep everybody in our prayers. Whether we had peace with them or not, at the end of the day, we're all fellow Americans. We got to show love for one another.
Also, a tornado touched down on the Mississippi coast, causing damage in Hancock County. We want to keep those folks in our prayers, too. Yes. All right. So we got a minute. What you got, my friend?
Okay. It's very November 5th is a very important day. We need to make sure that President Trump gets elected. We all volunteered to be poll watchers to make sure they don't have any funny stuff going on. And by the way, Mimi, you did a great job Monday morning. You and Jeff should be on Real America's Voice every day with Clay as your field reporter.
That's very sweet.
All right. Good suggestion. All right. And Flaming Conservative, we always look forward to your show, my friend. That's Friday nights at 7 right here on WGSO, Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya, with all of his sidekicks, including our great friend, the Patriot. All right. Thank you. And Kobe in the studio, all of you. We'll be back with you next Wednesday at 5 for He Said, She Said. I'll see you in the morning for Ringside Politics right here on WGSO. Are you tired of cookie cutter advertising? Do you want professionals that understand your needs and budgets? If so, let me recommend the Madley Group. It's a marketing agency based in St. Tammany, offering creative services such as branding and copywriting, video and photography, social media strategies, print and digital design, project management, and web design and strategies. They believe that relationships with their clients are just as important as their craftsmanship. And it's no surprise that they have an array of satisfied clients who appreciate the homegrown values of the Madley Group. Their approach is simple. Lots of listening until they fully grasp your vision. Then they put their mind power on it to deliver effective created solutions within your budget and time frame. For more information, check out themadleygroup.com or email them at info@madleygroup.com. The Madley Group, dedicated to delivering stellar work that generates results.
For all your Trump gear, there's no place better than USA Trump Store. It's the largest Trump store in the world. What started out as a hobby has turned into an empire. The USA Trump Store is like Disneyland for Trump supporters. Their big new store location is near Dallas, Texas in Gainesville. I-35 exit 501 on Liberty Road next to Tractor Bob's. They're open Thursday through Sunday. And you can get more information at usatrumpstore.com or by calling 214-384-7328. That's 214-384-7328. The USA Trump Store. With varsity jackets, hats, flags, t-shirts, plush, face masks, purses, jewelry, socks, magnets, stickers, accessories, scarves, and your Trump money. For all things Trump, that's USA Trump Store. Visit usatrumpstore.com. The largest Trump store in the world. That's usatrumpstore.com.
Hey, this is Christian Garrick of the Christian Garrick Show. Listen to me weekdays, noon to 2, only on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.